Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites, ours we give to you, freetalklive.com. Also visit Sam over on his website, obscuredtruth.com. That's obscuredtruth.com. You'll see great liberty-oriented video presentations. And so head on over and enjoy that. All right. So, gents, did we finish up the camera being the new gun?
No, I haven't quite finished that article.
For our listeners just tuning in, Mark, what have we been talking about?
We've been basically talking about how the pattern in the United States as far as police officers and people using cameras to record their interactions with them, and I mean the sort of negative interactions. I don't mean police officers rushing into burning buildings to save toddlers. The negative interactions with police officers have resulted in prosecutions across America for people, you know, wiretapping or recording without consent or things like that of the police officers. And it's actually illegal now in three states. Three states have changed their laws to make it illegal for you to record police officers. And I think that this is a terrible, terrible direction for America to go. The idea that people can't use, citizens can't use cameras to record the people that are supposed to be there protecting them. To me, that's the road to serfdom, the road to, I hate to use the Nazi term, but the road to fascism. And it's a very, very bad precedent. And this article here in Gizmodo has been talking about it.
I want to point out real quickly the method that some of the other states are using that we talked about earlier.
And Sam, before when you chime in here,
yep.
You spent 58 days in jail last year for recording in a court lobby, in a place that it was legally allowed to do. They acted in an illegal manner, and mm-hmm. They actually never charged you for that. They charged you for other stuff.
Yeah, common law
just
criminal contempt, which they came back with like weeks later and brought up that charge, dropped the original resisting arrest or whatever. It was comical. But, what they're doing is they're bringing these cases against these charges against people, bringing the full force of law on people, and the dumb ones will take the plea agreement.
Sure.
And end up paying thousands in fines or maybe community
or
service.
Or hundreds or whatever. It doesn't
probation.
Matter as long as they're able to cow people into submission.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if they get a dollar and a promise you'll never do it again out of you.
And this is in the people smart enough to challenge it or that have the finances to back it up to go and take it to trial. Often have their charges dropped. So this is an example of the police using the system, supposedly the system working, right? They're using taxpayer funds to fraudulently charge people with crimes and then taxpayer money to, fight them or do whatever they need to. And it's just there's no real basis for it in the law. It's about a reasonable expectation of privacy. And I'm sorry if somebody's got a camera out and you're in public, and especially if you're a public official performing your duties that are taxpayer funded, then the taxpayers absolutely have a right to sit there and record you. I mean, who would run a business where they tell the employees, okay, I'm not going to watch you, I'm not going to check up on you on or anything, but just please do a good job
want,
and don't
behave.
Steal from me, okay?
It's crazy. Going on with the article. When the police act as though cameras were the equivalent of guns pointed at them, there's a sense in which they are correct. Cameras have become the most effective weapon, I hate that term, tool that the ordinary person, I shouldn't rewrite Wendy McElroy's article, most effective weapon that ordinary people have to protect against and to expose police abuse. And police want it to stop. Why do police want the most effective tool to stop and expose police abuse to stop?
Because they're abusers.
Well, that's a solution. I can't think of any other reason.
I think just I think as a whole,
an abusive organization.
Right, as a whole, the organization is based on abuse. It's based on victimizing people who don't, who have never harmed anybody else. It's based on aggressing against people and extracting as much money and obedience from them as possible. And the more people record this stuff going on, the more crystal clear that will become to people who otherwise would never have, maybe they don't, they're not of the class that would attract the police. Maybe they're of the respectables kind of class, and they're less likely to engage in any kind of back and forth with the cops just because the cops don't tend to pull them over, that kind of thing. If they come across videos like that, that can really shake them. It's a shock. I mean, to see the police, who you believe have maybe throughout your whole life you believe that they're officer friendly, that they're there to help, and then seeing them treating people like garbage. I mean, the first time you might say, well, that person deserved it, but how many times do you have to see it happen? And maybe eventually you'll see it happen to somebody you know.
That's what I thought when I saw the Rodney King video. I said, he must have deserved it. Yeah, I'm that kind of conservative guy. That's the direction that I came from. That's the direction I came. I believed that.
Believe the cops were the good guys.
Yeah. And, it's amazing how deeply ingrained it is. And I'm not saying the cops aren't good guys sometimes, but sometimes they're bad guys too. And the video is difficult for them to sort of just dismiss.
Mm-hmm.
Several cops recently have been convicted of things they would have never even touched them if it hadn't been for the video. So happily, even the practice of arresting camera people expands. There are signs, even as the practice expands, there are signs of effective backlash. At least one Pennsylvania jurisdiction has reaffirmed the right to to video in public places as part of a settlement with the ACLU attorneys who represented an arrested videographer here. The police, they keep on using the term shooter, and I don't want to confuse people who are just tuning in. The police in a Spring City, East Vincent Township adopted a written policy allowing recording of on-duty police officers.
No, that's good.
As journalist Radley Balco declares, and he's been on the show before, state legislatures should consider passing laws explicitly making it legal to record on-duty law enforcement officials. They absolutely should.
Better than that, it should be all bureaucrats.
What is the reason why on-duty police officers, and I agree with you, on-duty government workers of all sorts, shouldn't be recorded? What is it that our government is doing that it doesn't want shown on YouTube?
Well, not my government. I don't consider them any. I don't consider myself having any possession over them because clearly they just do whatever the hell they want to.
Well, your master is still your master. It doesn't mean you have possession over him.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't like the term our government because it makes it sound like I'm included in the scheme. And
they'll act like you are.
I want nothing to do with them.
It doesn't really matter whether you want it or not.
I think
your
words
master
matter.
Doesn't really care.
I think words matter anyway, just to how I feel.
Fine. I'm just telling you that your government doesn't care whether you want them to govern you or not. They're going to say they do. They're going to say...
No, they don't care. You're right.
We own this land here that you're on. And they don't use the term own.
Well, they'll never say that.
They have jurisdiction.
They'll say you own it. Right. Yeah, jurisdiction.
They have jurisdiction, which is
they will prove
an overarching ownership.
Which I asked in court for them to explain how they got jurisdiction over me. And, they have no interest in explaining that. I mean, the easy answer is, well, we've got guns. And we're willing to throw you in a cage. I mean, that I'd accept that as the answer, but they won't ever say that.
The jurisdiction thing's simple. The fact is, enough people in the past killed enough other people to claim jurisdiction over a given landmass. And then they decided to divide that landmass up into whatever little lined-out areas and call those areas jurisdiction as they could. So I guess what they're saying is that we have the right to tell you what to do because our organization has killed enough people. And if you can come up with another organization that kills enough of us, then you'll be in charge. I guess is what they're saying. It's a sick, twisted, evil way to run things.
And I don't want to do that. And I don't want to hurt anybody.
I'm
not
interested in it. I wish you'd just go away.
Yeah.
The vast majority of the government utilities, I don't want.
Well, and that's what the government would like these cameras to do, is to just go away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, part of it is that they're abusive, that there are people, sadists, that are attracted to the power, that want to control other people and like wielding that power over them. But the other part of it is these nice people who believe in government, who believe that it can solve problems for people, who are out there defending it because they see that, well, if we don't have government, then we have Mad Max and people shooting each other in the streets and so forth. So they're willing to turn a blind eye and pretend that this abuse is not going on so that they can tell themselves that this is what it takes to live in a nice community.
You encountered some of those people today, and you got into a bit of a conflict, an audio conflict with one of them. We'll explain here in a moment at 800-259-9231. Your thoughts are also welcome. You can bring up anything you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
The
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site, and they're free, including our webcam. You can go and watch and listen and chat all at the same time. We've got it all on the same page, so you can enjoy the cam and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners at cam.freetalklive.com. If you go to chat.freetalklive.com, it actually takes you to a full screen chat. But if you want it all on the same page, go to cam.freetalklive.com. The cam, by the way, brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Did you know that Taryn Lupo from the LCL Report and Wheels Off Liberty supports his full-time activism by selling Liberty-themed jewelry? Support the ideas of Liberty every time you buy some of his unique swag. He also does custom work for just about anything you can dream up. Find his designs, and I think they're well worth going to take a look. I've seen many of his stuff, and it's on all kinds of activists. He even has a Facebook page where lady activists with my jewelry or activists with my jewelry. It's worth looking at. LCLReport.com. You can join his fan group on Facebook. It's LCLReport.com.
All right, toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We've been talking about the camera. Is it the new gun? Well, all evidence shows that it's certainly the most threatening device, and it's not specifically just the camera. It's also the power of YouTube and other video distribution formats on the Internet. But combined together, video in the palm of your hand, being able to upload it to the Internet, is that the biggest threat to the legitimacy of the police, to this this mentality that people are indoctrinated with by the government schools in this country, to believe that the police are just out there to help and to protect and serve you and to, you know, be your buddy when you see them swinging clubs and when you see them cracking heads and stomping boots and throwing people around and just hurting people? When you see all that footage, it kind of breaks down that viewpoint. It kind of breaks down the rose-colored glasses that people wear about who the police really are and what they're really doing out there.
It's just the cameras are just as dangerous to the police today as the printing press was to mm-hmm. the established theocracies and ruling religious leaders were, you know, hundreds of years ago.
Maybe more so. I wonder about that. That'd be an interesting comparison to make.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I don't think that every interaction that every police officer has is some kind of interaction that's going to get them in big trouble. All the interactions I've had with actual police officers throughout my years have all been pleasant, professional, if not pleasant, professional.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas I do think that most police officers have had a situation where if videotaped, they probably would have their butt in a sling. And I think that's what they're scared about. And I understand it means that there's going to be an entire system change around how police work is done. Will it be easier or harder? I don't know. It seems like it might be more difficult. They're going to have to use their judgment more. And it's
presuming cameras are allowed.
They can't stop
it. In three different states, they've outlawed it.
It doesn't matter. You can't stop it.
You don't think that people will be so frightened by the potential of going to jail that they would decide not to record?
No, the new generation is coming up with all this media just surrounding them. The demand of the public out there is they want police that are protecting them. That's a huge demand. The cops are outnumbered 10,000 to 1. They can't stop it, and I just don't imagine – I cannot imagine them being successful in this. They're trying, but
– I think you're probably right.
It's a prohibition that they just cannot get their hands around.
What they won't be able to stop will be the actual recording and the transporting of the videos, because if you're at a certain place where there are enough people, it's guaranteed that some people are going to have cameras because they've got their cell phones with them, and those have cameras on them now. And so, for instance, with the BART attack last year when it was in San Francisco, I believe, mm-hmm. the transit cops shooting somebody just point-blank range on the ground, handcuffed.
Basically in the back of the head.
Yeah, just disgusting. Caught from multiple angles by people who were there.
Essentially an execution.
And the cops attempted to steal cameras from whoever was around, but because there were so many people there and they were in a subway station, people who were on the subway were able to get away from the cops, and others were likely able to conceal their cameras and that kind of thing. So in a situation where there are enough people, the videos are going to get out. Of course, then they'll try to crack down on the people that post them. Then it'll, you know, then the next law will be, okay, well, you know, if you've recorded a video surreptitiously, you don't want them to know that you did it, so you submit it anonymously to somebody who's a blogger, and that blogger takes it and puts it online.
Or WikiLeaks.
Then they go after the blogger for putting it online. They're going to do whatever they can to intimidate and to make people afraid of doing this.
But they just can't do it. It's like putting the genie back in the bottle on music sharing and video sharing and stuff like that. Is there anything that can be done as hard as they're working and as much profit, and there's more profit involved in music and videos and stuff like that, is there anything that can be done to stop file sharing when it comes to music and videos?
Mm-mm.
No. So they can't put – they're not even going to come close.
Well, sure. They give everyone who gets on the internet an ID card, and you have to log in and register every time you want to use the internet so that the government knows who you are and knows exactly what you're doing online, and you know, that's where they're headed.
That won't stop it. They'll find ways around the – I mean, if they were to implement some sort of elaborate system like that, which would require the cooperation of all the ISPs and –
No, that's internet too. That's pretty much what they're doing, is creating this Internet 2.
I've heard about the Internet 2 thing for a decade now. When's it actually going to happen?
I don't know. I believe there are already universities, which is where the original Internet started, who have Internet 2. It's a separate secure system where you have to, you know, log in so that they can track you and do all these things. And when is it going to roll out? I don't know. I've heard the same things. So
most of these laws, by the way, are talking about recording. And if you're streaming, you're not necessarily recording, and you know that might be an issue too. Plus, we don't know the direction that technology is going to take. I mean, it's going so that you can just share that video, like you could have a network of friends that see your videos immediately. There's just nothing they can do about this. This genie is already out of the bottle, and they're trying to attack it with a fly swatter. They got nothing.
Is there more from Ms. McElroy?
No, the article's over.
All right, great. So if you want to comment, you're welcome to at 800-259-9231. I just always am a little concerned for the American people, because I understand what you're saying, Mark, that the genie's out of the bottle as far as the technology is concerned, but I just don't know if people's mindsets are out of the bottle yet. I don't know if people's mindsets are outside the box far enough yet to really embrace the idea of essentially civil disobedience, because, I mean, they are... In these different states that you mentioned earlier, Illinois, Massachusetts, a few others, they're making it into an act of civil disobedience to record the police, and that does scare people away. But we know what it's like here in New Hampshire trying to encourage people to do civil disobedience. It's not easy. It's not for everybody, because people have responsibilities and they feel like they don't want to take any significant risk in order to do their activism. And so it severely limits the pool of people who are willing to engage in civil disobedience. I mean, even here in New Hampshire, where we have hundreds of activists, only a small amount of them are willing to engage in civil disobedience. And so, therefore, you mentioned how Sam was in jail for 58 days last year for recording video in a public court lobby, which, by the way, now they've installed their own video cameras in that very same lobby. And they still are enforcing that rule. And the reason why is because there haven't been enough activists who've been willing to step up and say, I'm willing to go back to that same court lobby, and I'm willing to record. It was Dave Ridley who called earlier. He did it the first time. Sam, you did it the second time. After that, it stopped. It didn't go any further. So even amongst hundreds of activists, you have some reticence to engage in these things. So that's why I would say, well, it may be out of the bottle, but people are still stuck in their status mindset. It's Free Talk Live.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
This is customer service. How may I help you?
I'd like to cancel my order for your super skincare formula.
And why are you canceling?
Honestly, I found a product that really works.
Can I ask what it's called?
It's called Night Skin. It's the only cream I found that helps fade age spots on my skin.
Really?
And Night Skin supports the production of natural collagen. My face looks amazing.
Maybe you can tell me how to get Night Skin.
Before you spend tons of money on so-called quick-fix skin creams, try Night Skin. Night Skin is a scientifically formulated anti-aging cream made by Dr. Arthur Perry, an award-winning Harvard-trained plastic surgeon. For a limited time, he's offering a free sample of Night Skin to new customers. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free sample per household. Call now and try Dr. Perry's Night Skin free. Call 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight is Ian here.
And Sam.
And Mark. And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. The features are free, including listening options, broadband and dial-up versions of the show. Listening, you can listen around the clock to those. The webcam, as well as listen lines, which allow you to call in via any phone that can dial long distance and listen in, again, all day long, 24/7. Get all the details and get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. The School Sucks podcast provides ideas and information about the eventual end of childhood subjugation, because indoctrination plus regurgitation plus graduation does not add up to real education. Please visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com. In fact, Sam and I were doing some School Sucks outreach today at the middle school. We'll tell you more about what happened there here in a few moments. But let's take your phone calls first about what you want. Let's go to Iman, listening in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Iman.
How y'all doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I tell you, they don't have, to me, the policemen don't have anything to say about if we have cameras. They're supposed to work for us, but like you were saying last night, we're a bunch of sheeple. I mean, we got people around here, they worship the cops mm-hmm. and the military.
It's disgusting.
It's common.
Right, well, it's what they've been trained to do in the government schools.
Well, they're heroes. Of course, they should be worshiped.
It's worshiping a false idol against the Fourth Commandment and the Ten Commandments. I mean, God's pretty clear that He doesn't want any other gods before you. And what is the concept of a country but this sort of abstract concept that one worships? Put your hand over your heart. Stand up. Take your hat off, son.
Mm-hmm.
Even without any commandments, you know, they work for us.
That's what the claim is.
Why does we, the people, not know that?
I don't see any evidence that that's true, though. I mean, I see no evidence whatsoever that they work for us. I mean, I can give you example after example.
I mean, we pay them with our tax dollars is what I mean.
Well, that's true. They steal our money, but they don't work for us. They assist in the theft of our money. The cops don't do the actual stealing. They send bills, and then eventually, if you don't pay, then the police or the sheriffs will come and kick you out of your home.
Right.
But there's no real evidence that they actually work for you in that, you know, you don't sign their paychecks, and they certainly don't do what you want them to do. They don't care what you think. They don't want to know what you would prefer that they do. If they decide they want to come after you for some arbitrary reason, it'll be pretty crystal clear that they aren't actually, in point of fact, working for you in any way, shape, or form, that they are working for their masters in politics. That they are working for their own benefit, they're working for the system, and they're working to protect that system. That's who they're protecting and serving.
I think you said it good last night, that when a cop comes up, you know, from behind you with the blue lights on you, do they feel like a friend?
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's a heck of a statement, because you think everybody has that adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
And look, why? And to me, the police force could be cut by a hat.
Easily.
When do they show up? After the fact. If we ended the war on drugs, we wouldn't even need them. Except, you know, maybe
occasionally. Yeah, and not only...
I'm sick of the cops. Did you know that our policemen have killed 2,000 Americans, arresting them, in the last 3 years? Think about it. In the land of the free, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, we lock up more people than Russia.
Then it's crazy.
Yeah, it's really madness, and people are just going about their own lives and trying to pretend like, well, it can't happen to me. And I think that's really a terrible attitude to take, because it is happening to people out there who maybe it's not happening directly to you, but it's going to strike closer and closer to home, and eventually somebody that you love will be harmed by these people.
Hey, are y'all aware of John Ian Whitehead?
I'm not. No, who's that?
That wrote the book, The Change Manifesto.
No, what is that?
Hey, you ought to check that out. I think he died the other day. I just, believe it or not, I'm a Luddite. Like, I read a lot, but I'm just now have a computer. But anyway, John N. Whitehead, The Change Manifesto. I have learned so much. But I've heard y'all say, and I wanted to ask y'all, I'm sort of like you guys were. I've been talking a lot about the Constitution. But from what I hear from you guys, is that you don't have any faith in the Constitution anymore. So what are we supposed to do? Is it
Can I give you some suggested reading that I think you'd really enjoy? Have you have you heard of Lysander Spooner?
No.
He was in the 1840s. He's an activist. It was against the law to compete with the U.S. mail service. And as the roads and canals and things developed, transportation costs dropped drastically and business exploded. People started sending packages between cities. But the U.S. postal rate never changed at the 1.2 cents, which was really high at the time. He came in, started delivering service, started a courier service between cities carrying mail for half the rate that the government did. So their solution was to come in and arrest him. And out of this experience, well, not him, but his postal carriers, they started arresting them, they started fining them, and eventually...
To destroy his business.
Yeah, they ran him out of business. That was the entire goal. He wrote a number of essays and letters and things that are all wonderful. The one that I would recommend to you is No Treason, The Constitution of No Authority. If you'd like to read...
What year was, What year was this written?
1840, something like that. 1870. Sure. Okay. 1870 was after the Civil War, wasn't it?
I believe so, yeah.
I'll get it.
So it's, there's an audiobook that Mark Stevens has put together at markstevens.net, or you can go to lysanderspooner.org and download the normal PDF of the book or just the text of the book, and you can read it right online. That really opened my eyes to the Constitution, to the way the voting works, to the way that people aren't accountable, that they're coming in there renting things, renting the place basically, and they make all these promises like, oh, you know, we'll pass this law, but we only intend to use it this way. Well, they're lying when they say that because they don't know who's coming in next. They have no say over who replaces them and how they interpret the laws. So it's, you know, it's there. It takes it, all of the functional aspects of government, really breaks them down, shows how they're just complete fallacies. And I think you would learn a lot from that.
Well, let me ask y'all this. Have you ever had Paul Craig Roberts on? I know you heard of Paul Craig Roberts.
We've never had him on, but we have read some of his pieces that he's done and that have appeared over at lewrockwell.com. So we're familiar with
him. Have you read his book, The Tyranny of Good Intentions?
Sounds like a good one, though. I do enjoy his writing. I have not read that one particularly.
Oh, that is so good. He tells how we have our jury system, and he tells that 90% of our court cases are plea bargains.
Yeah, it's true.
And he said we're supposed
90.
To be after truth.
90?
mean,
it's like 99 or 98% or something
well,
like
I
that.
Well, I mean, 99. Yeah. And look, why is that? I mean, I just can't believe, I guess y'all hear this from other people since y'all are this kind of show. But it is, like you said, insane that we allow this because the policemen, and a lot of people, let me ask you, do y'all know that, like, I've read and been discovering that our founding fathers couldn't stand the thought of a standing army?
It's true.
Yep.
During
it's true.
Peacetime. And about the Second Amendment, I've been on here a little while, but, I mean, y'all ready for me to go? Or?
Well, we are going to move on, but go ahead and make your final point.
I'd like to talk to y'all about the Second Amendment.
Sure.
I wish you would get Saul Cornell to call your show or be on your show. Do you know
I know you're new to the show, Iman, but this is Free Talk Live is really a light guest show. We very rarely have guests on this program, but I appreciate all the suggestions. Mark, though, sometimes gets guests on.
Yeah, have him contact me at mark@freetalklive.com. I'll do an interview on the podcast.
Yeah, Mark has...
Fast for me.
Yeah, Mark's what was the email again? Too fast, Mark.
It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Mark@freetalklive.com. Okay.
Yes.
Anyway,
so if you get into
the Second Amendment, it's supposed to bring us together. It's a civic duty that both sides make the wrong argument. When the right says it's an individual and the left says it's collective, he says it's really neither. It is a civic duty to bring the communities together.
Well, duty implies an obligation, and there is no obligation for anyone because nobody has signed on to the Constitution.
I think it's an individual responsibility to be responsible for one's own safety.
That makes a little more sense. Iman, always appreciate the conversation. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com. Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, inviting you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features, including our news updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something new to announce about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get on the list. Either you can get on the email list, or you can join our Twitter or Facebook, or all three if you want. News.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our website, it is totally free.
Have you tried to lose weight before but failed? I, with the help of an expert, have developed a super concentrated weight loss formula. All you have to do is take the pills, and you don't have to change your lifestyle in any way. I've priced them so that you can spend less than a dollar a day to lose the weight you've been trying to get rid of. Go to LumaThinPlus.com. We've got all kinds of sciencey stuff you can research there. It's LumaThinPlus.com. You can lose weight the easy way without any new exercising, without dieting, which doesn't work anyway, and without all those weird, freaked-out jitters you get from most of those stimulants kind of weight loss formulas, LumaThinPlus.com.
All right, so toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. We're going to continue with your phone calls. But by the way, it's 1867 was the year, apparently, for the No Treason, the Constitution of No Authority essay, as we were trying to nail down earlier. Let's go to David listening in Virginia, Mount Jackson, to WSVG. Hello, David.
Hey, good evening, folks. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight, David?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about the power of contempt of court here in Virginia relating to domestic relations law.
Okay, go for it.
Well, I used to pay child support. My child is emancipated, and I've paid it all off now. But in Virginia, they are actually jailing parents About 177,000 of them in the last 5 years have been jailed.
Jeez.
On contempt of court charges relating to non-payment of child support. And in fact, for some reason in Virginia, it's actually against the law to pay your child support in advance.
Wow. So basically the court is saying to people that, well, because you didn't pay, you are contemptuous and therefore you get to go to jail?
That is correct. And a lot of them are being sentenced under the criminal contempt statute, which has a 10-day maximum sentence, a 10-day sentence, and a $250 fine.
Wait, that's all? A 10-day maximum sentence?
For
criminal contempt?
For criminal contempt.
What is the maximum sentence for non-criminal contempt?
For civil contempt, you can go to jail indefinitely
okay.
for one-year stretches.
Yep. Okay. Wow. Yeah, it's similar. I don't know what the difference is. I don't know if there's a discrepancy around here, but basically if a judge wants to put you in a jail cell for, you know, whoever, however long, they can do that. Yeah.
I was in jail with a guy who was there because he owed $50 on child support payments, and he was there for 2 months at $80 or $64 a day, whatever it was.
They are here in Virginia. There was a guy down in a rural area of Virginia. He supposedly owed $20,000 in child support. They arrested him, brought him up to Loudoun County, which is just outside of D.C. The court found him indigent and appointed him an attorney. Then the judge sentenced him to 12 months in jail.
Hello? David? David in Virginia? Did we lose him? Sounds like it. Well, it sounded awful. Whatever was going to happen, 12 months in jail for child support. And I love the idea that you're supposed to somehow be able to pay the child support from inside a jail cell, as though that's going to help anybody, anybody who's looking to receive those payments.
Well, the court certified the guy as indigent, which means he has no money to pay anyway.
The $20,000 that he
and
owes.
And then sentenced him to jail. That's
right.
That's what the guy was pointing out.
Threw him in jail for not having money.
Isn't that nice?
Genius.
It's a great system. And so everybody else
then
gets
it that way. I mean,
in jail, because you can make lots of money there, right?
I don't know.
David's back, by the way. David's back in Virginia. Hello there.
I am. I'm sorry.
No worries.
What I was about to say is he ended up doing his 12 months in jail, but there are a lot of people who are being charged and sentenced under the 10-day statute who are actually doing 1 year in jail.
Just because they can get away with it? I mean,
well, apparently in Virginia, the Attorney General, and I'm not sure this includes Ken Cuccinelli, but the former Attorney Generals in Virginia have left it up to the sheriffs in each respective jurisdiction to calculate the people's jail sentences.
What?
They've left it up to the sheriffs to calculate the sentence. So they come in and they say, all right, this guy's going in for 10 days. Now y'all get to figure out how long that is. Is that
Anderson? That is correct. And under Virginia law, the sheriffs are charged with determining whether the person is in for civil contempt, which could be up to a year, or criminal contempt. And if you're in on criminal contempt, you're supposed to get a day-for-day credit. And I was particularly intrigued by Sam's contempt charges up in New Hampshire and the video up there. But down here in Virginia, things related to child support, here in Virginia, social workers can suspend your driver's licenses here without even telling you.
Wow. That's amazing. This is the same place where, by the way, you can't even use radar detectors.
That is correct. They will send your radar detector, and I think it's a $30 fine.
Nice. Not a very nice place to live. Anything else you want to share tonight, David?
No, but I really appreciate your show. I try to catch it on the net when I can't catch WSVG in the wintertime.
We love WSVG, one of the few and the proud 6-night-a-week, all 18 hours per week affiliates. Thanks for the call tonight, David.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
Hearing from you. And, yeah, definitely let those folks know over at the station that you appreciate hearing the show. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Let's go unscreened to the amp lines. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, Ian. This is Ty in Memphis.
Hey, Ty. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I've got, like, three things real quick
right.
to talk about. First, I wanted to say, great show last night. I just listened to the podcast today because I'm working. Guard Goldsmith brought up a real good point and exploded the myth of American freedom with that simple fact that Americans have to obtain permission to leave the country.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was just a very great salient point.
And, Guard is a brilliant man.
I wanted to take a minor exception with Mark, or maybe a minor correction. He said that jobs, we were talking about, you know, stealing jobs. You guys were talking about stealing jobs,
yeah.
Illegal immigrants. And he said that jobs belong to both parties. Actually, a job is a trade, and neither party has a property in a trade. Would you agree with that?
No, I don't think that sounds inaccurate, but I think I was just trying to, you know, explain to people how when they feel their job has been taken away, they haven't had anything taken from them, because if they owned it, then they would own the decision of the other person.
But isn't it more accurate, Mark, to say that the job is owned by the business owner? Because he created the job in the first place.
Ideally, I mean, thinking about it, technically, it's a trade between two parties, the employer and the employee. If the employer wants to do it himself, then it's not really a job. You see what I'm saying? They're performing something that's within their
It's true that the job requires a second party in order to exist, but the concept of the job was something that was generated by the employer, and so therefore the employer can revoke that concept at any time without the permission of the employee. If he decides, well, I don't need that position anymore, I'm eliminating it, I'm sorry, you have to go find another job somewhere else.
But the employee can revoke that same the same position, in the sense that no one can perform the task that I – no one can provide my monopoly labor. It's my labor. Only I can provide
it. But that doesn't revoke the idea of the job.
Well, the job disappears until someone else fills it again. So,
but I think I don't think that – go ahead.
It's still a trade.
I agree with you both, I think, to some extent. I think that, yes, it is a trade, clearly, without the two consenting individuals, you wouldn't have the job. So it does require both parties, but I think the maximum ownership, or the ownership of the job, is clearly with the employer and not with the employee.
Well, I don't really think you can call it ownership.
Well, wouldn't the
party owns it.
Well, ownership has to do with control. And the employer has the ultimate level of control over the job. Because
just like I said, I could choose not to work anymore, too. I'm not.
Yes, you have control also, because it is a trade, as you're saying.
I think the person creating the job is the owner of the contract, and the two people are then working in an exchange type of agreement, where one is exchanging money, the other is exchanging labor.
That's a more accurate way of putting it. And then finally, real quick, I don't want to take up too much time. But Ian, last night in the podcast you listening today, actually, is kind of weird with this time lag. Anyway, you said something about for promoting Talk Live locally, tips online for how to pitch this to the local talk station.
Yes, sir.
Where would I find that? Because I really want to get it here in Memphis.
Local FAQ. Go to localfaq.freetalklive.com. That's localfaq.freetalklive.com. Got it?
Thanks again.
Very good, sir. Thanks for the call. Hour 3 coming up. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.